Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Get the Answers from Life to Life's Questions. I am your hostess, Barbara Grace Reynolds, and this is a show that was created so that you'd have a place to ask those questions that you can't get the answers from your own brain, that you need the answers from the universal mind, from the information that's available that everyone has experienced in every time, in every place, throughout all of existence, so that you can actually get answers that makes sense. So if you have questions about your life and you are looking for answers, the number to call in is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. Okay, just let me send out this message letting everyone know that the show is on. Join me. Okay. And I will open the chat room in just a second. It's a cold and rainy day in Oklahoma. And I find that sometimes the weather has an effect on me. And I'm just not as with it. Okay. Now, I've sent that message out. And I'm opening the chat room. And then we will go to our first caller. And we will move on from there. I think my computer's not really awake yet either. Okay, it's logging me. There I am. Yay. Okay. So our first caller is from area code 917. Hi, who's this?
Hey, how's it going today? Hey, this is Tim. I'm from New York. How's it going?
Hi, Jim. It's a cold, wet winter day, so that's just the way it feels.
Tell me about
so what's
it.
Up
Tell
with
me
you
about
today?
Okay. Well, I was hoping, as you said, the universal mind, since I can't figure it out on my own existence, and just trying to figure out my next move, job interview wise, kind of make something new happen.
Okay, you are breaking up somewhat. So most of that just sounded like blah, 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 and I couldn't understand what you were saying. So can you repeat it, please?
Okay. Sure, just give me 1 second. Hello, is this any better by any chance?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay. Excellent, excellent. Well, what I mumbled was, I was saying I was hoping you can give me some direction from the universe, since I'm trying to figure out things myself, career, job-wise, and making headway myself on my own.
Well, wonderful. So, is it work and career that you're most interested in, or?
That is 100% correct, yes.
Okay. And are you trying to find a job or a career doing what you love to do?
No, I am not, because I don't think anyone would pay me to go to the gym and watch basketball all the time.
You could be a sports writer. See, there are people who get paid to do that. You could also be a coach.
I don't have the fortitude to yell at people or that much for a coach.
Okay.
Maybe some sports writing.
Okay, so I'm assuming that what you are looking to do as a career is something you at least enjoy doing, even if it's not your passion in life.
That would be correct. Waking up dreading to go to work is really a downer to my immune system.
Yes, it is. And that's why it's important that we actually want to go where we are going when we go to work. And so many people don't want to go. All right, let's see what they want to say about you and work and all of that sort of stuff.
Sure.
Okay, so the first thing they're saying is, of course, it's important that you actually enjoy it, that you choose a career that feels good to you, that is something that has different aspects so that you won't get bored, and that it allows you to do things that you really enjoy. If you are one of those people that enjoys interacting with other people and you choose a career that doesn't have you interacting with other people, then you're going to feel very cut off and miserable. So make sure that it has the different aspects of you in whatever it is you're doing. Okay. So, my mind just went blank. Okay. That's not a good sign. No, it's not a bad sign either. So, what do you love other than, you know, watching people play basketball and going to the gym? What is it you really enjoy doing? You're a people person, okay. And your career includes people, interacting with people, actually being out there with people? Oh, no, we lost you. Jim, come back. Okay, we'll wait a second and see if Jim comes. And so far, Jim has not come back. I don't know what the weather is like in New York. I think that's a New York number. All right, then. Jim may not be coming back. So anyone else who is in the call-in queue, if you have a question, be sure and press the number 1 so that the little symbol comes up on my switchboard, and I'll know that you have something that you want to ask about. Otherwise, I will just leave you alone and let you listen. And still no Jim. Okay. Well, then I will tell you what guidance wants me to tell you. Well, first of all, they want me to say Happy Valentine's Day. This is the day where you recognize the love in your life. And don't forget to recognize the love that you have for yourself. This is not just about couples. It is not just about romance and getting chocolate and flowers. This is about recognizing the love that you have for you, that it's okay for you to love you. Because so many people don't actually believe that it's okay for them to love themselves. They think that they have to have someone to love before they can love. Definitely not the way it works. Well, not someone external to love. You can love yourself. So it doesn't matter whether or not you're in a relationship with another person. If you want to go out and treat yourself to some candy, buy yourself some flowers, take yourself out for a nice meal, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Because it's okay for you to love you and for you to show you that you love you. In fact, that's an important part of your life. That helps you make the very best decisions that you can make because you are making them out of love for you. So don't believe that this day means that you have to have someone to do things with. You have you. Take advantage of that. And of course, you can also take advantage of your pets and let them know that you love them. By opening the door, even though you know she's going to go out because it's raining. But I open the door anyway because that's what she needs. And she's such a good doggy to me. So if you have a pet in your life, treat your pet with love. You can also connect with your family, with your parents, your children, any of your relatives that you just want to say, hey, I love you. This is the day that's about the unconditional love, not just the romantic love. So please take advantage of that and share your love with everyone that you want to share your love with. This is your life, your choices, and you are creating what you want to experience. So if you want to experience more love in your life, then share love, because that's bringing more love into your life. It is always your choice. It's always your choice. It's always your choice. Okay. So we have Dove for Peace in the chat room who is typing a question. Wonderful, Dove. Yes, ask your question, ask away, and we will deal with it. You came at the perfect time to ask your question and get your answer. Yay! So I'm in the process of moving. So my life is kind of a half in one house and half in another. All right, it's actually 3/4 in the house I'm moving to and 1/4 still here. But you don't really notice that you've moved until you wake up and you find that all of your underwear is in a different house, you know? Life is so interesting. All right. So Dufferby says, there is a guy that I like and would like more from. More from. You know, I don't like that more from. It would be more with, then it's mutual. More from means that he's the one doing all of the work. And that's just the feeling I got from more from. I will wait and let you finish typing your question, and then I will know exactly what it is you are talking about. They do want me to tell you. It's not from, it's with. I believe he sees me as one of the guys, but I would like to for him to see me as a love interest. And she types, okay, more with. All right, so you want to change the relationship that you believe you have now. And the first thing that I'm getting from guidance is that you should talk to him. Talk to him, you know, without the guys, just the two of you. Have a pleasant conversation. Share who you are. Learn more about who he is. And make it more personal. They're saying that the level of the conversation is important. I'm trying to get what they're saying, and I'm trying not to put my own brain in there. And sometimes my brain just wants to hop in and start making all these suggestions, and it's not my brain I want to listen to. It's my guidance. So I'm telling my brain to be quiet. So go on a date with him. You can ask him on a date since you guys are friends. And it's not a, you know, get all dressed up and go to the fanciest restaurant in town kind of date. A more casual date. But a date where you're going to, you know, be together looking in each other's eyes. You sit at a place where you can be close, you know, with one of those little tables that sometimes seems barely big enough to hold the plates of food. But it brings more of the togetherness as opposed to those big tables that are, you know, actually meant for four people and there's enough room for you to move and stretch your arms out. And they don't bring that sense of intimacy. So like if you went to a place that had booths, well, sit on the same side of the booth as him instead of across from him, because that would put distance between the two of you, and you actually want to be close. You want it to feel like an intimate occasion. So you're changing the whole feel of your interacting with him. And talk to him about, you know, dating, about relationships, what he's looking for, tell him what you're looking for, you know, exchange the funniest stories from past datings or, you know, something that's going to take you guys down that path so that you are actually in that dating mode instead of just two friends hanging out. So that's what your guidance is saying, that you really just need to shift that. Okay, now I'm opening my eyes and I'll read what you... Okay. We did last week. It was his birthday. It was a very small table. He opened up to me about wanting to be sexual with other women. Okay. So he doesn't have a current girlfriend, I'm assuming. And he didn't talk to you about being more with you since you were right there. Is he afraid of dating? There's something there. Something holding him back. I'm not sure if they're going to tell me exactly what it is. But there's a fear there. And he's... something that makes him uncomfortable. Okay, so he has a girlfriend that he's not happy about. Oh, that may be the thing, because that would definitely get in the way of his dating you. Okay, so, you know, this is bringing about a whole shift in this conversation, because now your guide wants to know why you're pursuing someone who's not available. Why are you going after someone who's not there for you? Because that means that you are not actually ready to have a real relationship. Otherwise, you would pick someone who was available. And he is not available. And he's got stuff there that he needs to work through. And are you just looking for a project to work on? I mean, because that's kind of what he feels like. He would be a project, and hopefully the end of the project would be, you know, happily ever after, white picket fence, 2.5 kids, the dog and the cat, and all of that. So you need to be clear about what it is you want. Because this doesn't feel like an open and honest relationship. There's a lot of subterfuge or something in there. I don't know. All right, I'm going to read what you wrote now. Let's see. hurt from a past relationship. This is not what I want. So why are you pursuing him if he is not what you want? And I get a strong feeling that there's a part of you that thinks that you can fix his life, make him happy. And that's not where you want to start. So do you know anyone who is really available right now that you could start dating, start having a wonderful relationship with? Know that they're going to love and adore you as you love and adore them. So start looking for someone else. And your guidance is showing me that there are a couple of people, and apparently there are a couple of people that you already know that you could be dating, that you could be starting a relationship with. And these are people who are available to you, who are emotionally available and ready to actually have a relationship. Yeah. You need to get out there and start dating. And if you have a particular friend that is not in a relationship and that you really enjoy the company of, you can start dating them. Or you can start dating people that you don't know. You know, you can go on the internet and sign up for one of those social sites and start meeting men and going on dates and seeing how it all is going to work for you. Because this is your life and these are your choices, and you are creating whatever it is that you desire to experience. Okay, now let's see what he wrote. Besides, he has been cheating on his girlfriend and he wants to cheat with his roommate's ex-girlfriend. No, you really don't want that guy. Oh, he sounds like a real not winner. You deserve so much better than that, Dove. Now, I want you to actually find someone who is really going to be there for you, who is going to love and adore you and only want you. This guy, this is not good. That's not what you want, and it's not what you deserve. So take a look at the men that you know and see if there's somebody that you really do have, that little spark that is available, who is, looking, who is dating, who is ready to have a real relationship. Your guidance is showing me that you do have the potential to have this amazing, amazing relationship that you would just love and you would laugh, and this person would just be there for you as you were there for them, and it would be equal and mutual and wonderful. So that is there for you. So get away from this guy. Put this guy completely out of your head, and, he's gone. He's over. He's done. Close the door on that, looking at the people that you know. Or just go out to places that you love being. If you love to walk outside in the park, then go to the park, take a walk. And just be in that energy of love, because that allows you to radiate that love, and someone else who's in that energy of love and looking for someone to love will feel the love coming from you and think, well, I think I'll go talk to her. That's how we attract people. We attract people who are like us. So if you are radiating the energy of love, you are attracting someone who is in love. And that's what you want. And it doesn't matter where you meet them, because there is no one place where you go and, you know, meet the man of your dreams. And there are some people who believe there is just one place. There are women who go to church just to meet the man of their dreams. But if they're going to church, you know, with that desperate searching for a man, they're not going to church and extending love. And so they're not finding love. They're finding men who are desperate for something other than love. And there's just so much of that in the world. But make sure that you are radiating what you desire. So if you are out there in the world feeling fear, know that you are attracting fear. Make sure you are attracting what you actually want to experience. And make sure that you actually value yourself. I'm not sure what it was about you that was attracting or that found this guy attractive. This guy who apparently is not ready for a relationship, doesn't actually want one, just wants to have a variety of places where he can have his sexual releasing, you know, and that's not love. That is not love. Sex is not love. The two can work together, but they are not required to be together. You can have all the sex in the world with no love. So make sure that you are not just extending that, you know, sexuality. You want to have the love in there too. You want to have the fun and the sensuality and the interaction. Because we don't just interact with someone when we're in bed with them. You interact all of the time. So it should be someone that you can talk to, someone that you can truly be comfortable being with. That's an important part of any relationship. Okay. So that's what they're telling me. And now let me see if we're supposed to do any clearing on that. If he confesses his love for his girlfriend, but then he cheats on her, he doesn't really love her. He doesn't. She's convenient. She's comfortable. She's safe. It's like he has a place to go back to. He can go and jump into bed with 1,000 other women, but he has a place to go home. And he knows that when he gets there, she's going to care about him. She's going to, you know, do his laundry, cook his food, whatever it is she does. And it's like he wants that base. But he doesn't want to stay there. He just wants a place for when he's ready for the base. And otherwise, he's out there just doing whatever it is he wants to do. And that seriously makes me wonder about her and what her beliefs are. She may be one of those women that thinks that once you have a man, you must do everything possible to keep a man. And even if he's cheating on you, don't let him go, because if you let him go, you won't have a man. And if you don't have a man, then you're not really a woman and your life is empty and blah, 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 blah. Women have been taught to base their lives on men. And it's time for us to let that go, because we are absolutely wonderful and incredible without a man. And we're also absolutely wonderful and incredible with a man. So you don't have to have a man to be wonderful and incredible. But that's all a part of that self-esteem. Okay, so now we are talking about you and what you are creating in your life and what you want to experience. So they do want to do a little bit of clearing about this. So I will ask the question, and then at the end I'll check in to see how your soul is reacting. And you can type yes to the question if you feel like that's something you want to do. And then we will do the 3 deep breaths and see how it feels. Okay, here we go. So would you like a divine infinity healing for cutting the ties that you have to this person that you were interested in? All of the ties that are attached to someone that is not right for you is not. So all of those ties are being cut by Archangel Michael. Everything that is not unconditional love is just being cut. In fact, from all of your past relationships, everything that is not unconditional love is being cut, because you don't need to relive those emotions. You don't need to relive those attachments. You don't need to base your life now on what happened then, because you are living now and you are creating now, and now is not then. So it's a matter of letting go. So you are being disconnected from all of your past relationships that were not completely and totally 100% unconditional love, because the ties of unconditional love are never broken, and they don't need to be. And this gives you freedom. You now have the freedom to go out into the world and to meet people, to interact with people, to decide what it is you truly want, and to know that you deserve to be absolutely loved and adored, and to be the center of that person's universe. Okay, not the very center. They should be the center of their own universe, but you could be really close to the center, and they could be really close to your center. But it would be coming from the understanding that you love yourself. And so what you do shows that love, respect, and honor that you have for you. And who you are attracting in your life is going to love, respect, and honor you as they love and respect and honor themselves. So this really is a win-win kind of relationship that is beneficial to you both. And so everything that is not part of that win-win is being decompressed and expanded, made a trillion times bigger than the universe, because you don't need that in your life. And if you are ready to accept this change in you, in who you are being, and what kind of people you are attracting into your life, then say yes. And your soul is screaming, yes, yes, yes. And take three nice deep breaths. Ooh, I can feel the energy moving in you. All right. Well, that makes you feel totally different. So think about a relationship now, a relationship that's full of love and respect, integrity, fun, happiness, activity, and just feels good. And do you have any fear about having that relationship? And if so, tell me and we'll work on letting go of that fear. I'm not really sensing any, but if you are having any, let me know. You feel so much more centered now. And that's good. Okay, no fear. Yay! Wonderful. All right, you are ready to get out there and meet Mr. Wonderful and start developing a relationship that I'm hearing is very long term. So let yourself, you know, meet several different men and go out to dinner with them or go dancing with them or whatever it is you want to do, go bowling or whatever, and spend some time being in a place where you can just talk to them, and also spend some time being in a place where you can, you know, kiss on them a little bit just to make sure that that part feels right too. I'm not telling you to have sex with men. I'm just telling you to kiss on them. But you know what your limits are, and I'm sure that you will respect those. But make sure that you get to know them in so many different aspects, because we have so many different aspects to who we are. And we are not just one thing. We are not just one way of thinking. We don't just enjoy one thing in our lives. So let yourself do and be who you are, the truth of who you are, and see how that works. And that's wonderful. Yay. All right. They're showing that you now can go out there and experience all of that and success at it. So make sure that you do that. And give yourself the time and a permission to be you, because you are wonderful. You really are. And you are welcome. Okay, love all day. You have a question? Yes, we have time. What is your question? You feel like you have a dilemma. And we love dilemmas. I want to remind the callers in the queue that if you have a question, don't forget to press the number 1 so that that lovely symbol comes up on the switchboard. Otherwise, I'll just leave you alone to listen. Okay, love all day. I was at school in a tough program, and I have a big exam next week. Okay. Exams are part of school, so that shouldn't be a real problem. And I'm waiting to find out what Love All Day is going to say next. Sometimes chat rooms are not really conducive to radio. Okay, here we go. I feel like I have neglected myself during this school program, and I'm not sure I even want to do what I graduated for. I kind of went to school to have a support system. Okay. So now you're reaching the end and you're wondering if you did the right thing all of this time. So you've got these apprehensions and maybe some regrets about the choices that you've made. Okay. So what guidance is saying is to look at what you've been through, everything you've learned, and the support systems that you gain from being in school, and see the good points. See how you can utilize those good points in creating your career, creating your life, creating whatever it is you're moving on to now. And if there is a different industry, and now you're saying you really want to be in the food industry and the coaching industry, then start looking at ways that you can apply what you've learned in those industries. Because a lot of people go to school and get, you know, education in one particular area, and then they end up doing something completely different. You still learned a lot of things that you can apply no matter what you're doing. You don't have to just do what the degree is in. And people often forget that. They believe that they can only do what the degree is in, and that's not true. If you have other areas of interest, you can pursue those areas of interest. Sometimes an employer just wants you to have a degree. Okay, well, you'll have one, so that's it. So then you can pursue whatever it is that your heart really calls out for. And if there's some other training that you need for that, then ask your guidance to guide you to it. Ask them to take you to a place where you can learn what it is you need to learn, whether it's by being an apprentice or taking a class or doing just a little weekend class, or it doesn't have to be, you know, 4 years of college or anything like that. You always have options. Start asking your guidance to show you your options. Because things don't have to be as complicated and difficult as we create for them to be. We are really good at making things complicated. So you say when you started school, you knew you were doing it as a backup plan while you pursued what you really wanted to do. But for some reason, now that you are finished with school, you feel guilt about not doing what you went to school for. You don't need the guilt. The guilt, dump the guilt. Guilt is never beneficial. Just dump the guilt. You're only feeling guilty because somebody told you you're supposed to feel guilty and they lied to you. You're not supposed to feel guilty. And you didn't waste your time. Everything we do is a part of who we are. And so you can't waste your time. You learn things, you experience things through school, not just your classes, but through the people you met and you interacted with, through every single part of it, you experience things that have created who you are now. And so none of it, absolutely none of it, was a waste of time. And there's absolutely no reason why you should feel guilty about any of it. You learn things. That's what people do. You chose to learn those particular things. Now, choosing to recognize that that is not what you want to do with your life is actually a great thing, because there are so many people who graduate with degrees and go and get jobs in the field that they graduated in, even though they absolutely hate it. They may have learned so much about that particular field that they realize that that particular field is not right for them. But they go and get a job in it anyway, and then they end up in a job that they hate. And so every day they're going to a job that they hate, doing what they hate, living what they hate, and they wonder why their life's so sucky. Well, you know that that's not what you want to do, so you really don't have to go through that. There's absolutely no reason why you need to have a sucky life. Well, you can start taking care of yourself now. And part of taking care of yourself now is doing what you truly desire to do and not doing what your schooling says you are required to do. Nobody dictates what you do. Nobody. It's up to you. It's your life. You are responsible for you. And you are the only one responsible for you. So take the things that you learned in school and accept them. And let go of all the regret and all of the guilt and all of the if I woulda, shoulda, couldas, because all of that is a complete and utter waste of your time. And do what makes you happy now. Because now is really all you have. You can't go back and relive the past. You can't go back and change it. It's over and it's done with. Let it go. So they want us to do some clearing about letting go of the past so that you can actually live now and actually create what you desire right now without the limitations that you're putting on yourself because of that whole school thing. Whew. Okay, so here we go. So would you like a Divine Infinity Healing for releasing the limitations of school? The limitations of what you went to school for, what you actually want to do, that it doesn't match, that you shouldn't have done it, that you wasted your time, you neglected yourself, you should feel this horrible guilt because you didn't do what your heart cried out to do. And it's just releasing all of that, expanding all of it, making it trillion times bigger than the universe, because you don't need that weighing on you, weighing on your life, weighing on your body, weighing on your mind. So just let it all go. And the Divine Infinity Healing is finding every little nook and cranny and all of those things that your family said to you about what you should do and who you should be. And anytime anybody gave you their opinion about you, all of that is being decompressed and expanded because you don't have to live your life according to anybody else's opinion. Ah, and then there's a truckload of guilt being decompressed and expanded because, like I said, guilt is a waste of time. You have not done anything that you need to feel guilty about. We're also releasing any blame or punishment or shame, any negativity at all that you are feeling about yourself, connected with your schooling, connected with what it is you really desire to do, connected with you. All of that negativity is being expanded, decompressed, because it really has no place in your life. And you are filled with the permission to live, the permission to create a life that you love, the permission to do the things that you enjoy, the permission to love and accept yourself exactly as you are, the permission to live now, not in the past. The permission to see the beauty in yourself, in your life, in what you are creating. The permission to be alive. And if you're willing to accept this small change in your life, say yes. And your soul is screaming yes. And take three nice deep breaths. Okay, love. Still moving. All right, let me know how that feels to you now, that whole idea of creating the life that you love And hello, Queen Goddess. It's so wonderful to see you here. Ah, feels like it's been forever. Okay, love. They're showing me images of you moving forward with your life now and doing what you actually enjoy doing. And that's wonderful, and that's what you should be doing. Well, it's wonderful that you are now doing what your original intention was. You know, sometimes we look at our lives and we decide, okay, this is what I want to do, and we start stepping into it, and we get afraid, and we think, oh my gosh, this can't work, and so we go and we do something else. We put off what we're afraid that we might actually fail at. So, and that's all you did. But now you're willing to accept that what you originally knew you wanted to do is what you can do. And now you can allow yourself to be a success. You've already proven that you can be successful. You went to school, you studied something you didn't really want to study, but you did it and you succeeded at it. So you know you can succeed at anything. If you can do something you don't want to do and succeed, then, hey, doing something you love to do and succeeding should be so incredibly easy. So you did the hard part. Congratulations. Pat yourself on the back. You have made major accomplishments in your life, and that is wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. So feel good about your life, love. And go ahead and move forward with it. This is your chance to shine. So get out there and shine. Okay. And Queen Goddess, I'm so happy you found me on this lovely day too. So you're bringing some sunshine into my life, like all of you do. That's why I just love these shows and love all of you. Ah. And love says, that's true, Barbara. Doing something I want to do should be easy. I guess I've been doing things I don't want to do for so long. Yeah, and you really need to let that go. That whole belief that you are supposed to do the things you don't want to do. You know, it's like when you're a kid and your mother gave you that vegetable. For me, it was cauliflower. Horrible, horrible, horrible stuff. And she told me I should eat it because it was good for me. And I didn't. I would take it and I would stick it in my cheeks and I would leave the bathroom and go spit it in the toilet and flush it away. Cauliflower is not good for me. But if I'd listened to her, I would have spent my life doing the things that I didn't want to do because they were good for me. That is not the way we're supposed to live our lives. If you don't like a particular vegetable, don't eat it. And that's an important lesson I learned from my mother, forcing me to eat cauliflower. So this is your life and you are creating it. So create something that you love, something that you really want to do. And if you can't find a career that's going to give you that satisfaction, then do volunteer work, do something on the side, you know, figure out something that you can start on your own and start with that and just do it and let that grow into something that is you and that is able to support you. Allow the creator to provide for you. Allow yourself to be happy, because that happiness brings you more and more happiness. And when you are happy, it is so much easier to accomplish the things that you want to accomplish. When you are happy, it is so much easier to have money, to have the prosperity. When you are happy, it's so much easier to find love, to be in love, to enjoy love. When you are happy, your life is easier. So be happy. Happiness is a choice. It's not about what's happening. It's about what you are feeling. And love wants to say, yes, I want to start right away. I have to get the money to launch if I will ask for guidance about it. Yes, do ask your guidance and be open to receiving. And they put that in huge, huge letters. Be open to receiving. Because so many people ask, but they're not actually open to receiving what they ask for. So be open to receiving. The Creator wants to give you whatever you desire. that is the will of God, that you have what you desire. I know people make it sound like the will of God is that you sacrifice and you suffer and you live small and, you know, you do whatever needs to be done for everybody else's happiness and nothing for yours. But the actual will of God is that you have what you desire, you. And it's okay for you to open to receive it. So let that be your choice today. You know, it's Valentine's Day. We're supposed to do loving things. Do a loving thing for you. Let that loving thing be that you accept yourself, that it's okay for you to be happy. It's okay for you to receive whatever blessings God is bestowing upon you. It is okay for you to love your life and to allow that love to radiate out from you to everybody you ever meet. Because that is how we change the world. That is how we create the joy. And that is how we be who we truly are. So if you want an assignment for Valentine's Day, it is be loving to yourself. Really open your heart and love you. And the angels are doing that as I'm speaking. So if you're feeling this warm, tingling sensation in your heart, it's because your heart is open. And the angels are opening you up to love. Because there's no one more important in your life than you are. And it's time for you to love you. It is time for you to love you. That self-love is so amazing and so important and so life-changing. And you will find yourself being guided to whatever it is you need to do to open up to your own life. That's one of the amazing things about this move that I'm going through. You know, there's that part of me that says, I'm supposed to be strong and independent and do it all myself. And then there's that part of me that says, yeah, exactly. How are you going to move this 6-foot-long freezer by yourself? And so I opened up. I opened up to having the help that I needed, and I had help that I hadn't imagined that I was going to have that turned out to be absolutely wonderful. And I feel like they did 60 times more work than I did, so I took them out and fed them. But it was a matter of me accepting assistance because I needed it. And once I accepted it, it was great and it was phenomenal. And, you know, it was easier than it would have been, definitely easier than it would have been with me doing it all myself. So it's okay for us to ask for help, and it's okay for us to accept help. And it's okay to know that we are wonderful, beautiful, amazing beings of love and light. And that this is our life we are creating. And it can be so wonderful and so easy. And we can be happy and we can flow. And we can be who we truly are. Because who we truly are is love. And that's what you're opening up to. So let that be your mission for Valentine's Day. To be the love that you are, and to actually experience all of the beauty, all of the love of life. So now you have something to look forward to before you take yourself out and have that amazing meal at your favorite restaurant with your favorite music playing, or you go in the kitchen and cook your favorite meal. Because you can cook for yourself out of love, too. Yes, Queen Goddess is so right. To thyself be true. I love you. I'll talk to you again on Friday. Bye-bye, everybody. Thanks for listening.